it's a part of football, though. I mean, we always had a next up, the next man up.
You're running out of nexts, though.
Yeah. We're going to hold together, man. We just stay healthy for a little while longer. We get a lot of these guys back, and we'll be right where we want to be. So right now, we just got to focus on beating the Browns. So whoever go out there, they got to go out and do their job. So that's where we're at right now.
Does it change the mindset if you get nicked in a game when you know there aren't a whole lot of numbers behind you?
Not really. A D lineman, I mean, no. I mean, it doesn't change anything. We play through that anyway. So we're going to play through it now. And whoever out there, whatever we have to do, by any means, we got to go out there and get a win. So that's what we prepared to do. So we're ready to get this win, and whoever out there, we're going to go do it.
When you faced teams in the past that you knew were banged up, you know, and mm-hmm. maybe stressed from a roster standpoint, is it like a little, for lack of a better phrase, not to be overdramatic, but blood in the water? Do you think the Browns will come in here thinking you guys are vulnerable?
I don't think so. I mean, because they watch the guys who came in the game after a lot of our players got hurt. And like I say, they do a great job upstairs in bringing in players that can play. And the guys who we're going out on the field with this week, we feel very confident in that we can, you know, stay with our same game plan and go out and win.
How much pride do you take in the fact where you guys rank right now as a rush defense? Fewest yards given up. You haven't played the same amount of games as everybody else. You're third in yards per game. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot because that's what we want to do on defense. We want to stop the run and force teams to third and long and pass the situations. We feel like we can do that. We'll be successful as a defense. So.
About making teams one-dimensional, is that what you're kind of trying
absolutely,
to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. We take pride of big fellas up front. We love it. We love it that the hat is on us to stop the run and get them in past situations. We think that plays to our advantage.
The turnovers really haven't come that much. But
nah.
Does that come when you start turning?
We're not worried about turnovers. We're getting our hands on balls. When they come in bunches. So when we start getting the ball away, they'll start flowing for us. So we're just going to keep playing hard, swarming to the ball, and we'll get some balls.
Besides his alma mater, what's best about playing with a guy like A.J. Hawk?
AJ's just a leader, man. He's just you just know he's going to be there. He's going to be ready to play. He's the same every week. Got this calm demeanor about him that, is poised and, he never panics. So it's just nice to have him out there.
Is that rare? I don't call other guys out, but Coach McCarthy said the same thing, consistency, same guy all the time. I mean, is that – a rare quality to have it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially in this game we play, it's a tough game. And, AJ, I don't think he missed games. It's very rare that he's not in there. So that's big. You got to be able, to play every week, and he is. So it's durable.
How much pride do you take when he has a big day like he did last weekend?
We loved it because AJ is he's one of our defensive leaders. So. He always plays well, even if his name or number is not called. He does a lot of dirty work inside. So, but we're just happy to see him have a big game like he had last week.